Good morning, everyone. This is Larry Phillips, and this is a special video to my special followers. I just want to let you know where I stand on a few things. And I can't post this on some platforms like YouTube and Facebook because that will take my whole channel down. So I'm trying to save the channel so I can continue to preach the gospel on Facebook and YouTube, but this will go on BitChute and some of the other channels. First and foremost, from the research that I have done, I strongly recommend everyone that sees this video do not take the vaccination. There are many, many doctors that are talking about the dangers of taking it. We see evidence of widespread medical reactions that are very negative to those who have taken it. And personally, I will not take the vaccination, neither will any of my family. We refuse to take it. Secondly, wearing a mask is not protecting anyone. It's actually causing more illness by wearing a mask than if you do wear a mask to protect you from some false premise out there. It's all a hoax. And so if you want to wear a diaper on your face, be my guest, but I will not do so. The third thing I want to point out is that things are not always as they seem. And I just want to say this, that both political parties, the Republican and Democratic parties, are utterly corrupt and compromised. So don't trust anyone that is putting out partisan garbage by the Republicans or the Democrats. Just don't trust it, because both parties are utterly corrupt. Do not trust anyone that comes against the authority of God Almighty. And that includes anyone that might make allegations or shake their fist in the face of God. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Number four, the Roman Catholic Church is the beast. It was proclaimed by the early reformers, John Calvin, Martin Luther, John Knox, Tyndale, John Huss. They all recognized the Pope as being Antichrist. If you go to the Vatican website and see the latest two-minute message directed to the United States by Pope Francis, you'll see exactly that he's promoting raw democracy, rule by the mob. And so the beast has risen. Do not endorse anything that Rome endorses. It is a beast system. Number five, be ready for persecution. It is upon us. And for the Christians, they're going to suffer persecution at the hands of both sides of this perceived insurrection. If there's any insurrection, it's going to be against God's law and against the Christians. Satan has been loosed, and we must remember that Satan, the devil, is the prince and the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. Number six, remember all of those who are taking a stand against the doctrines of election and predestination are antichrist because they're coming against the word of God. So a good screening process is to ask someone if they believe that God works all things after the counsel of his own will. And if people come against God's sovereignty, over all things, including evil. They are false teachers. So that's what I wanted to deliver that to our audience today. And of course, I want to stop with the important point, number 7. God has already been victorious through Jesus Christ. And for his people, he's already purchased redemption for them. He's chosen us before the foundation of the world. He's predestinated us unto adoption. And we will be preserved until the day that we find ourselves in the New Jerusalem, seated at the marriage supper of the Lamb. God bless.